far right, trained by Ron Moquette, a native of Arkansas, and he joins me now here on the Equine Forum. Ron, thanks for taking the time.
Hey, thanks for having me.
Yeah, always fun to catch up. You know, hey, at least you don't have to worry about Bob Baffert, who's won four of the last six runnings of the Southwest. All you need to worry about is a pair of Lucas runners, two from the Asmussen barn, a McPeak, a Cassie, an Amos, a Von Hemel, and of course a Pletcher, not to mention a couple of others in a very, very competitive race.
Yeah, bunch of no-name guys there, huh?
Yeah, you got this.
Yeah. I looked at the – I think for the gamblers, it's a great race. You know, I mean, there's a lot of really respected barns, really respected owners and good jocks and a bunch of different ways that if you're handicapping, you could grab a hold of something and feel strong about your bet.
Well, you finished in front of many of those same runners last time out in the Smarty Jones, and that, Ronnie, that was an awesome effort from your colt. How much added confidence does that give you going into Monday?
Well, you know, we've had confidence in this horse for a while, and you know, it was lucky that everything worked out the way it did, and everybody else could see the ability he has. He got stopped pretty hard in the Delta Jackpot. And I thought we were the best horse in that race. And so whenever we were not the favorite in the Smarty Jones, it didn't throw me off. I just thought that people didn't get to see what I saw. And I think people saw a little bit of what I saw, you know, the last race. And I'm hoping for a good, clean trip for everyone. And maybe they can see more of what I see all the time. So
how would you evaluate his effort in the Smarty Jones?
It was a good effort. I was really pleased with him. You know, anytime he win is good, but I know there's more in the tank. And my end goal is to do the very best with the horses that we have. And you know, if we can leave some in the tank at the end of a race, then that's good. If we have to use it all, you know, then you know that's some energy that you want to be there if you need it. So I know that he's doing well, and if we get the right trip, we're gonna show people what we can do.
How were you able to talk Hall of Famer Mike Smith into making the trip from California for that last race?
He talked me into it. He saw, if you saw the Delta Jackpot, he was the he ended up winning the race on Ocho Ocho Ocho, and beating Mr. Z. But the thing was is that we were coming with a head of steam, and it looks like, you know, we're gonna blow right past these guys. And we get stood up at the, you know, about the 3/8 pole. We have to stand completely up and stop. And then we come again and make up more ground. And on a small track like what's at Delta, I mean, it was pretty impressive. And while he's waiting to talk to the stewards because of the inquiry and the jockey's objection, he's over there politicking to me. You know, if this horse ever comes open, I'd like to ride. And I thought, well, that's pretty cool, you know. So I told the owner, and that's all it took from that point on. Somebody says, you know, Mike Smith wants to ride your horse, then you just figure out a way to get Mike Smith on your horse. And, you know, Corey helped us a lot. He deserves a lot of credit for doing what we wanted as far as that race. And I think with any luck at all, Corey's, you know, winning the Delta Jackpot, and it doesn't necessarily mean he'd been able to get off his mounts and come here from Florida. But it's pretty cool that we have Mike Smith and we have a live horse.
What did Mike say to you when he came back after that effort in the Smarty Jones?
He was smiling, and he said, "Man, I feel like I had another gear." He said, "You know, I didn't have to use all of him." And you know, those are words that a trainer loves to hear, especially when you know the distances are going to get further and the competition is going to get tougher. So he said, "Man, I really think the distance is going to be better for him." So I was like, it made my day.
Talking with trainer Ron Moquette here on the Horse Racing Radio Network. Ron, Far Right started his career with trainer William Helmbrecht, and he came to you after a pair of runner-up finishes in his first two starts. What do you remember about the first time that you laid eyes on him?
Well, I thought that he was a good-looking horse, and Mr. Helmbrecht had been doing a really good job with him. And I thought that as soon as you add distance, he's going to have success. And, you know, the horses that beat him weren't slouches. I mean, one of them ended up winning, I think, 5 out of 7, and his champion was champion 2-year-old in Canada. And the other one was Cinco Charlie, which is I think, won about five stakes races now. So those two horses that beat him were nice, and I just thought, well, we were playing their game, and now whenever we get to stretch out, this could be any kind of horse.
Talk about the past month since that win in the Smarty Jones. What's your game plan been with his training?
Well, you know, I just wanted him to get to relax and become more manageable for the rider. I know he has ability. We know he has talent from that point on. And just to put himself into the rider's hands so he can make the right decision and know that whenever he calls on him, he's going to do what's asked. And we've been able to achieve most of that. You know, we've got it to where we think that whenever the rider asks, he's going to respond. So I've been focusing mainly on, you know, extending his gallops and getting his, you know, getting his legs underneath him and everything, and just trying to prepare him for whatever comes our direction.
Yeah, I was going to ask you how you go about doing that in the mornings. Is it just simply a matter of extending those gallops and letting him kind of figure it out on his own?
Well, every horse is different. You know, I've had horses that won over 2 miles and all they ever did was jog one a day. So, I mean, it's just every horse is different. The main thing is the horse acts like his natural ability lends itself to going a route. So it's kind of easy. It's kind of like making somebody 7 foot dunk a basketball. You can give the coach the credit for that if you want. I mean, he's pretty much built to do it.
Ron Moquette has sent out 500 winners in his career. He's never had a Derby starter. And Ronnie, I know you would love to get to the Kentucky Derby and be in the starting gate on the first Saturday in May, but you are a native of Fort Smith, Arkansas. So you grew up hanging around Oaklawn Park, and this would be, if you can pull it off, your first greatest stakes victory at Oaklawn. How much do you want that?
Well, I mean, anytime anybody gets a chance to show out in front of the home team, it's something cool, you know, and there's any given day when I'm at Oaklawn, I'll see people that I don't get to see watch me participate in what I do, you know, in Kentucky or New York or whatever. So I'm always happy to see some kids I went to school with, see some, you know, my school teacher or my son's football coach or whatever it is, and them to see me have success at doing what I love doing is pretty cool. So it'd be awesome for me. I tell anyone, though, if I could win, you know, a $500,000 grade one for an owner of mine in Tupelo, Mississippi, well, then I want to go there and do it. You know, I just want to win.
Well, no pressure. 77 days,
no.
8 hours, 24 minutes away from the Run for the Roses.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, we've been keeping up with it. So we're hoping that the good Lord willing and this horse stays like he is and keeps improving good enough to get us there.
Ron, you're the best. Keep it rolling. Good luck on Monday with Far Right. And by the way, Mark Toothaker says to say hello. He was on just a few minutes ago.
Yeah, he's a fellow Razorback. He's,
yep.
I think he was raised about 12 miles from where I was, but we weren't, I tell everybody, we weren't as fortunate to be fold Kentucky, but it's probably the next best thing.
Good luck on Monday, buddy. Go get it done.
Thanks. Bye-bye.